It is my pleasure to welcome into our Daily Dodge TV studio, joining us on the program today, Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop. Mayor, thank you so much for stopping by the studio today and chatting with us about all the things happening in the city of Waupun.
Yeah, you bet. It's glad to be here.
And if you have a question for those tuning in on Daily Dodge TV on YouTube or listening on 95.3 WBEV, you can call into the program. If you have a question for our guest today, the numbers to call in, 920-885-4446. Or you can text 920-887-9595. Again, if you have a question for our guest today on Community Comment, Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop here on the program today. And
seeing myself on the screen, I can see how sunburnt I am from the weekend.
It's got some sun this
past
weekend.
Yeah, we were out at Lake Michigan with the kiddos, swimming and hiking and all that stuff. And it was a perfect weekend for it. It was 97 degrees and humid, and the water temperatures were actually pretty decent.
Yeah, so. It's been a great summer to find some bodies of water to cool down. It's been a hot one out there. We'll talk about water and how that relates to the city of Waupun here later on the program.
I like that.
Today. But first, we want to kick things off on the program today talking about an opportunity for those in the Waupun community to get a chance to hear from the mayor, to talk with them one-on-one, and to talk with local representatives who represent the Waupun area. There's an opportunity today, Mayor, that you present here for those people in the community to come down and listen to an update from yourself.
Yeah, so the last Tuesday of every month at 1 o'clock at the new community center, I have a update/listening session. Normally how it works is I'll talk for 20-25 minutes about everything going on, and then the rest of the hour is pretty much taken up with questions and concerns in the community and then things I get back to them on. Every once in a while, I like to bring a special guest or two and just, change it a little bit. And today is one of those days. Representative Mark Bourne and State Senator John Jagler will be joining me. They're going to give an update on the state budget, how it impacts Waupun. I'm sure they'll have questions about from the audience about how that affects Waupun. And I'm really happy to have them there. And I'm also going to have Lauren from the new director at the Waupun Christian Home. That recently changed hands over the course of the last year or so, going from SSM to this new company whose name's escaping me. It's I'll think of it later.
There was some
nervousness in the community whenever you get change.
Yeah.
But my daughter Maggie and I attended the Pi Social there two Saturdays ago. The turnout was good. We got a really nice tour. One of the wings that had been closed since COVID is reopening. The rehab part of it is starting to fill up. So I think this is going to be really good for the community of Waupun. One of the reasons she's coming today is all the money raised from that Pi Social is being donated towards the new community center building. Okay. And they're looking for volunteer opportunities and to be involved in the community of Waupun. So I think this is going to be a win-win. And at Pi Social, they want to do it annually and make it bigger every year. And it was a nice way for them to welcome themselves into the community and get to know some people. So I think this is a positive for Waupun.
That's great. It's also really cool to see when a new group comes in like this, taking over a building here that is very important to a lot of people there in the community, to see them want to be a part of that community, to support it and be, well, to be recognized when they're out and about. But it's good to see that from a new group coming in.
Yeah, especially as the population's been aging in our area. And a lot of people will end up living there. And this way their kids and grandkids know that grandpa and grandma are in a good, safe place. And from what I could tell from the residents, they enjoy being there. This isn't like on The Simpsons at the Springfield Retirement Castle. This is actually a really nice place to live. The kitchens were it was better than a hotel. Like it was really nice, and it's a fairly new building, so I think this is going to be really good for Waupun.
Fantastic. Again, that will be at the listening session today at 1 p.m. Also, the mayor mentioned State Representative Mark Bourne and Senator John Jagler will be in attendance to give details and updates about the state budget. Of note there, Mark Bourne, a new representative there for the city of Waupun. I believe he used to be Shra, who represented the Waupun area. I'm sure it's been important to you to build that connection with Mark Bourne, who with the redistricting coming in and having him be a part of that community as well, and having him here today to talk to the community, I'm sure is important to you as well.
It is, and it's really important too for Senator Jagler because he just lives farther away.
Yeah.
So he came the first time he came to Waupun and introduced himself. I had him come to one of our department head meetings, and I gave him a tour of the city. He was familiar with Waupun, but didn't know a whole lot about it. So I appreciated that opportunity, and today he'll get to meet some of his new constituents. And Representative Bourne, that's a very interesting, like, I've known Mark since before he was in the legislature, because we were both in GOP party politics together. And so, and Mark only being in Beaver Dam, and we had some friend, mutual friends, so I got to be his friend over the years. So when we got redistricted into Representative Bourne's district, I mean, at least I had that connection and that relationship. And I think Representative Bourne would tell you, like, he understood that the prisons were important to Waupun, but I think with everything that was going on and me being able to talk to him and him meeting with our city administrator and talking to the residents of the community, he got a new appreciation. And I have to give Mark a lot of credit. He went to bat for Waupun in the state budget process, and I was happy to have him as our state representative for that. And I also have to give a shout out to, like, past Representative Schra was always really good about it. And to this day, I just talked on the phone last Friday with Senator Dan Fine, and he keeps fighting for Waupun and the prisons in our community. So even though he doesn't represent us anymore, Dan's got a lot of friends there, and we're thankful for Dan and Mark and John and anyone who's looking out for Waupun.
Yeah, that's it's great to hear. And hopefully we have some time today to talk a little bit about what the future does look like for Waupun and the prisons there. Obviously, it's the first time we've had you on Community Comments since the next biennial budget has been signed into law. So you've had a chance to digest what's going to happen there, and maybe have some time to discuss a little bit about that here today on the program. But before we head to break, Mayor, want to one more time give our listeners and viewers the chance to jot down the information they need to know if they want to attend your listening session today, where that's taking place and the time.
It's at the new Waupun Community Center in the big conference room sponsored by Warner Harmson. I probably should work that in. But yeah, it's at the new community center at 425 McKinley Street on the corner of McKinley and Beaver Dam, 1 p.m. Plenty of parking. The whole building is handicap accessible. It's the nice new community center in Waupun. So if you live in Waupun or near Waupun or just interested in what's going on in Waupun, please feel free to come in. It's a chance to shake hands, talk one-on-one, ask a question. And you know, it's funny, when it's just me, we've been getting 50, 55, 60 seniors and residents to come. So I'm expecting a few more today with a special guest. So I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. Fantastic. It's about an hour, hour and a half.
I try to keep it in an hour. Yeah. I wouldn't be shocked if it went a little over today. Yeah. But people's time is important. And we're politicians. We get boring after a while. So I really try to move things along and not waste people's time.
Our guest today on Community Comment, Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop. We have to take a short break. More Community Comment is coming up next.
From dog shows to dairy cows, live music to live wrestling.
By God, it's a two-stone pile driver.
Daily Dodge TV is your front row seat to the Dodge County Fair. See what we're covering next by checking the full broadcast schedule at dailydodge.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Open the door to huge savings with a new ideal garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection or design the perfect garage door for your home using our free design program. Visit us today in store or on Menards.com and get an ideal garage door that's right for you. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Step into a world so fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore, get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new, they've got what you're looking for, only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top-notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
A little soft liner into center and diving and not making the catch. catches Hill. It gets behind him, and Jackson's off to the races. He's around second. He is sprinting around third. Here comes the throw to the plate. Chario's in there safely. Jackson Chario, a trip around the bases, and we are tied at five. An inside the park home run.
This is Jeff Levering. Your home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball is 95.3 WBEV.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It is 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. We are back with more community comment. Here's Kevin Haugen.
Well, thank you very much, and welcome back into our second segment of Community Comment this morning. Our guest on the show, Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop. If you have a question for our guest today, be sure to call in 920-885-4446 or text 920-887-9595. Or hold your questions. You can ask them in person today at the listening session taking place starting at 1 p.m. Special guests Mark Bourne and John Jagler will be in attendance to give an update about the state budget for members there in the Waupun community. And Mayor, we talked a little bit about this during the break, that not only will this provide an opportunity for the members of the community to come in and ask questions that they have, or learn more that it maybe is not quite understanding at this point, is an opportunity for local leaders there, and Waupun, yourself included, to go in and ask some questions about the state budget, specifically as we were talking about during the break, how it ties into the prisons there in the city of Waupun.
Yeah, so the news media focuses on what they do, and the prison issue is a big part of the state budget. And I think I understand most of it, but even I have some questions and want to just get some clarification. It's the perfect opportunity for it today. The way I understand it, they're putting the money into Waupun and to Dodge Correctional, and the plan to fix up and save Waupun is moving forward. But I'm not so sure the plan to make it a vocational thing is the way. There seems to be a lot of effort to want to keep it a maximum security prison. I've heard from legislators who say that, because you got to put the prisoners somewhere. And as the mayor of Waupun and as a resident of Waupun, we're fine with that. It's been a maximum security prison for 190 years, and we're not afraid of it, so we'd be perfectly fine with that. If they needed to make it the vocational village, we'd be okay with that too, because my main thing was just to keep the prison here and in the city. Yeah. But the people who work there and live around it in our community would be perfectly fine with it just being a remodeled, state-of-the-art maximum security prison. I do know in the budget they were moving forward with the plan to close Green Bay. However, the governor did veto the date certain to close it, but not the plan to close it. So I'm not exactly sure how that all works out. So I'm looking forward to today too to ask a few questions. And I know I could have called or even text messaged Representative Bourne and asked, but when you're coming out of the budget, they're busy. And I figured he's coming to Waupun, so I gave it a couple of weeks. I don't need to pester him, and I'll pester him today. So
perfect opportunity. But,
and I'm sure he's listening, so he knows the question's coming.
Well, if Mark is listening, gives him a chance to prepare for that. And I love when you're on, Mayor, to just spend a few minutes talking about what the Waupun prisons mean to that community there. In Waupun, it's the oldest prison, I believe, in the state of Wisconsin.
I believe it's the fifth longest consecutive running prison in America.
Wow.
It's something like that.
So it's got quite the history, not just here in the state of Wisconsin, but across the country as well. And a lot of times you hear people talk about, we're known outside of our inner circle as a prison city, and that's always kind of sometimes a negative connotation. Mayor, you really are focusing on sort of flipping that script and really making it seem that that's something to be proud of, and something that is unique and special to the city of Waupun. There,
the two things that make Waupun the most unique little city in Wisconsin are we have all of the outdoor sculptures, and we're adding to that collection with to celebrate our history, and the prisons. And I understood why in the past the city wanted to market itself differently as the Wild Goose Capital or the City on the Marsh or the sculptures, which is all are legit things. But the prisons are there and they're in the city. I don't know of another city in America that's got three prisons within its city limits. So it's a very unique relationship that I have with the State Department of Corrections that no other mayor has. But they're there. They're a part of our history. So why deny it? Why try to hide it? I thought we should embrace it and own it. I know there's a negative connotation to it. Oh, it's a prison. Mm-hmm. At the same time, the Waupun Correctional Prison is on the National Registry of Historic Places. It's actually kind of a beautiful castle-looking building. It's good for the local economy. It brings in a lot of jobs. And with two state budgets ago, when Representative Schrod and Bourne and Fine really went to bat for correctional officers, like, you can start at Waupun at $44 an hour plus state benefits. So it's a really good place to work. They've got disposable income to spend in our thriving downtown. And one of the reasons I'm pushing hard to get more housing, to get Shaler Drive connected, get that ground has been broken on the apartment complexes. We need a place for these men and women making a pretty good job. We want them living in Waupun. Yeah. And they're a part of our community. And I think, like, every year there's the National Correctional Officers Week, and I think it's been expanded to cover, like, all employees in a prison, which is fine. But, like, in Waupun, we have a special appreciation because we hear the stories that happen in the prison and how hard and stressful the jobs can be. And I got into it a little bit with a Milwaukee TV station because I got mad at a Green Bay one. But every time something happens with an inmate and somebody dies, they call me up and all of these TV trucks show up in Waupun, which is fine. No one should die. And maybe policies need to change. But when a prison guard and a correctional officer get beaten up and abused, and one was my friend, no TV truck show up. That's not fair. And that's one of the things that hurts morale with correctional officers. They have a difficult job. Sometimes they're stuck between a rock and a hard place. And you look at a place like Waupun Correctional, half the population has a reason to want to behave. Half of them are in there for life. There's not much you can do, especially when you take away solitary confinement and stuff. So they have nothing to lose sometimes to just be a real jerk. And I don't, you know, we see our police officers and our firefighters and our EMS people out and about. You run into them in day-to-day life. The correctional officer goes on the other side of a wall to do their job. So it's kind of out of sight and out of mind. And like I said, when all of the stuff hit the news a couple of years ago, I never meant to become like the biggest spokesperson for correctional officers. And it just was an accident. I felt someone had to stick up for him. So as mayor, I did. And then it just took off from there. I had correctional officers. I walked into a local establishment one night in Waupun, and I couldn't have paid for a drink if I wanted to because they were so happy to see me. And I'm like, that's when I realized I really hit a nerve that no one was sticking up for them. I haven't had a phone call from a group of guys. They wanted to stay anonymous. They called me from Red Granite Prison saying, thank you for going on TV and saying what you said because no one sticks up for us. And since then, the new corrections secretary had come on, Jared Hoy, and him and I have gotten to know each other, and we've had lunch together, and he agreed with me. And one of the things Secretary Hoy has done a really fantastic job of is he tries to travel every day at being a different prison and see the people who actually work in corrections. One of the things that if I ever run for state office, I've always pushed for is I think the state of Wisconsin, instead of overpaying for rent at the old American Family Insurance building in Madison, the headquarters of the DOC, they should, for what they're paying there, they could build a new building on land they already own in Waupun. And then the bureaucrats who work at DOC might see an actual correctional officer and prisoner from time to time. It's different when you live with them and work with them than if you're in Madison and you don't really know what's going on behind the wall.
You mentioned you really do have a special relationship with those who work in corrections and especially those who work at the Waupun facility, which has been noted of having some antiquated technology issues and mm-hmm. need to upgrade. Is that something that you've heard from people who work there that for us to make our job safer for what we do, this place needs to have considerable upgrades and changes done to make it safer for us on a day-to-day basis?
Yes, because the building, the way it was structured, nowadays you would build it more round so there's no corners and stuff. And with new cell halls, they can do some of that. I have toured it. Like, they have 4K cameras everywhere, so there's, like, nowhere where they're not seeing something. But it was tough when they were at 52% vacancy on staffing, and then they had to do the partial lockdown, if you will, because the newer inmates were realizing they could abuse the system. And that just really – that hurts the prisoner morale. And a lot of your listeners are like, well, who cares about them? Well, when the prisoners are super crabby and their morale is down, they take it out on the guards. Yeah. So, like, if we can have recreation time, when we can have the families visiting the normal way it used to be, and that's getting that way as the staffing's coming up with the new pay increases – As the inmate morale increases, that also helps the correctional officer morale. As silly as that may sound to people, it does work. Like, if you throw people in a dungeon, they're going to be miserable. Not saying some of them don't deserve it, but by and large, we still want to treat them humanely and have a safe operating facility in the heart of Waupun.
Yeah. with Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop here on Community Comment today. Again, if you have a question, you can call in at 920-885-4446. But we have to take a short break here. More Community Comment is coming up next.
Catch the Milwaukee baseball game this Sunday at 95.3 WBEV and listen for the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player of the Game. Then tune in to the 95.3 WBEV morning show the following business day. Be the correct number caller when we ask who was the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player of the Game. Get it right, and you'll win a pair of Milwaukee baseball tickets. Be sure to listen to 95.3 WBEV this Sunday for Milwaukee baseball's Mystery Player of the Game, brought to you by Columbus Family Dental.
From the biggest stars to the greatest moments. Behind the Bucks is Bucks history like you've never heard it before. Go behind the scenes of the Emmy-nominated Giannis documentary. Get the real story of the blockbuster trade for Damian Lillard. Hear the origin of Bucks in Six. It's all on Behind the Bucks on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Available now on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get podcasts.
Keep your feet kicked up, sit back, and hang with us at 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Office workers in Manhattan are still talking about yesterday's New York City high-rise shooting.
From the building, you just see people running. That's what it was. People inside the building were saying that they heard someone, they thought someone fell down the stairs, and then they realized it wasn't just stairs, it was someone shooting a gun.
The gunman opened fire in the lobby of the building on Park Avenue, then took the elevator to the 33rd floor, where he continued firing, killing four, wounding one, before taking his own life. Police say he had a note on him claiming to have CTE and believing the NFL was somehow responsible. The NFL's offices are in that building. The Trump administration is proposing revoking a scientific finding that has long been the basis for regulating greenhouse gas emissions under the Clean Air Act. The EPA rule has been around since 2009. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin says it needs to be rewritten. A cooling jobs picture. Labor Department reporting employers posted 7.4 million job vacancies last month, less than in May. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
WBEV News, I'm Terry Bell. Formal charges are expected against a former Sun Prairie West High School teacher and dean of students accused of child sex crimes. Bail was set at $75,000 at Robert Gilkey Meisegeiger's initial appearance yesterday. Police say there could be more arrests. There are two new members of the Watertown School Board, which appointed David Handyside and Linda Oberrunner last night. It's been a tumultuous time for the community, which has seen about a half dozen school board seats turn over because of differences over politics. An inmate at the Techeeta Women's Prison convicted of killing her cellmate 2 years ago is sentenced to life in prison without parole. A judge handed down the sentence in Fond du Lac yesterday. Taylor Sanchez pleaded no contest to first-degree homicide last month. Sanchez claimed she heard voices telling her to kill Cindy Schultz-Wedis. Wisconsin has its first confirmed human case of West Nile virus this year. That was in Barron County in northwest Wisconsin, a man in his 60s. Experts say 80% of people infected with West Nile don't even know it because they don't get sick. In fact, getting infected once will make a person immune for the rest of their lives. Mosquitoes in Milwaukee and Lafayette counties have tested positive for the virus. And last week's EAA AirVenture fly-in was one for the record books. 704,000 people came to Whitman Field in Oshkosh last week. More than 2,300 of them came from 94 countries outside the U.S. More than 10,000 different kinds of aircraft landed at airports all over eastern and central Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Slight chance of thunderstorms today. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High temperatures reach up to 86. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for storms tonight. Lows level off around 64. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for storms. Highs around 74. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV. Powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, it's 73 degrees.
Sharon needed legal help. She needed Gruber Law Offices.
When I think about Gruber Law Office, I think about how they took care of me.
how they make sure that you get what you're supposed to get. Gruber Law Office. One call, that's all. I will always, always trust One Call, that's all.
Injured? Call Gruber Law Offices today. One call, that's all.
They are the best. I'm very happy.
Seniors, don't miss all the fun of Senior Day presented by Dr. Yesh on Thursday, August 14th at Good Karma Brands Park inside the Dodge County Fair. Partner up and join our Euchre Tournament from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. with music from the characters. Be sure to pick up your Senior Day coupon at Charlton House in Beaver Dam. Seniors 55 and up can save $2 off admission to the fair before noon. Senior Day, Thursday, August 14th at Good Karma Brands Park at the Dodge County Fair.
At Marshfield Medical Center Beaver Dam Orthopedic Clinic, advanced care meets personalized expertise. Their team of skilled general and specialty orthopedic surgeons is dedicated to helping you move better, offering both surgical and non-surgical solutions. They specialize in hip and knee replacement, as well as joint revision, shoulder replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, and hand and upper extremity care. Call 920-219-4009 today or visit marshfieldclinic.org/beaverdam to learn more.
Hear what's going on in your community. Stay tuned to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
It is 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, and it is Community Comment. That's right, we are back with more, and we'll get back to Kevin Haugen in just a moment. Wanted to remind you that Community Comment is presented by Professional Floor Covering and Abbey Design Center at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam. Visit their website at proflr.com. They are locally owned. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space with over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. It's so much more than floors. It's a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. Speaking of those countertops, in your kitchen or bathroom, you can get them upgraded with the help from Professional Floor Covering. The material, color, and pattern of a countertop all play a major role in how the kitchen or bath remodel will turn out. And they offer a large selection of quartz, granite, marble, and laminate countertops, and they'll help you find the perfect countertop that fits with both your lifestyle and design over at Professional Floor Covering. And now, without further ado, we will jump back into the action here on Community Comment. Here's Kevin Haugen.
Well, thank you very much, and welcome back into today's Community Comment. Our guest, Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop, on the show today. Again, if you have a question for the mayor, you can call in 920-885-4446 or text 920-887-9595 if you have a question for Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop on Community Comment today. And Mayor, your last Tuesday of the month here, very chock full of mayoral duties here. Mm-hmm. You had some meetings this morning, you mentioned. You're on Community Comment with us right now.
Highlight of the day.
Well, we appreciate that. Probably not true, but we appreciate that. Then you have a listening session today at 1 p.m. Then more meetings tonight. The Committee mm-hmm. of the Whole comes together at 5:30 tonight to discuss things happening there in Waupun. One of the things that are taking place is some land is being purchased there at 239 Gateway Drive. A retention pond is being purchased there by the city. Not really major breaking news, but we wanted to use that as sort of a little bit of a segue to talk about some a really more important topic that is important there in the city of Mayville, and that's some flooding issues. We saw that last summer when the city was hit by some severe storms, heavy rains hit the area, so a lot of streets saw a lot of flooding. Mayor, you mentioned here that the city has undergone essentially a study to see what was happening there when it comes to this issue.
Mm-hmm. So there's two studies being that we authorized two studies, one for over by Hazel Lane and the Meadow softball fields. That one's not completed yet. We had one for Edgewood Drive over on the west side there, where that area floods when we have these heavy rains out of a farm field, and there was an empty lot there. And so what the study does is it gives some recommendations on how to help a couple of the homeowners there to stop with the flooding. And the recommendation recommendation is for, it's expensive, it would be for the city to purchase some land, put in a pond to help hold the water, and then have a berm wall to help keep the water behind it until the drier conditions allow the water to go and funnel their way to the storm sewer, which would help keep that neighborhood drier, which is probably something that the city's not going to like to do it because it's not our fault, but I don't know who else is going to fix the flooding issue for the poor people who are living there. When they started living there, this wasn't an issue. There's a couple of different things happening at the same time with the flooding in Waupun. One is the weather patterns seem to have changed. Like, in my lifetime, we've had the several hundred year storm a few times where we get this training effect and it just keeps raining and raining and raining. So what happened last June is we were already saturated from a very wet spring, and we had something, it was an insane number, like 6 or 9 inches of rain, like on a Saturday. I was actually at a graduation party that afternoon when it started to pour, and I was drinking a beer, and it kept raining and raining. I thought, I better go to a soda. Something tells me I'm going to have to go in tonight, which I ended up having to go in and sign the declaration for the flood, because I could see it was just raining insensitively hard. If we're going to have those kinds of rain events, we're limited in what we can do. But at least for the more aggressive storms, we can put some things in place to help stop with the flooding. Another thing that's going on is around our city, there's a lot of farmland in rural areas, and all of the farmers are tiling their land for the water these days. And if I was a farmer, I would do it too. When I say this, I never mean to sound anti-farmer. I get what they're doing. But the problem for the city is all of this water is running off the farm fields faster than it used to. And because Waupun's a lower area, the water flows into our city faster than the Harris Creek and the Rock River can handle it. And so what happens is we fill up full of water faster than we used to. And one of the things I think I'll be lobbying my legislators on is to have townships or the county start putting in stormwater retention ponds as well to hold that water back for 24 hours to let this, because the city could handle the water we take on. And then once that water goes through the river, then the country water could come in and then we can handle that. And so that's one of the things going on, is we have more water coming into our city at a quicker rate than we ever had before. And there's just nowhere to put it all at one time.
Yeah. And one thing that we also seen is the Rock River, potentially overflowing because of lots of rain and being another cause of flooding there being an issue. And you mentioned these retention ponds being sort of, is that sort of the solution that you see, as you mentioned there, that one study is most likely going to recommend there being sort of the fix, the end-all here to help sort of not get rid of, obviously, because there's still going to be sometimes flooding here and there, but really kind of being the fix that the city is looking for to help not see the damage that we saw last summer when it comes to the amount of roads that are being flooded there.
I don't know if it's the fix, but it's going to help.
Yeah.
One of the things the city did way before I was even the mayor, that the project's going on as we speak, is they've been working on the Harris Creek. It's been deeper, widened a little, if you will. And one of the goals there is to get the houses in that part of the city of Waupun out of the floodplain. Now, last year in June, when we had all that rain, the streets in that part of the city did flood, but the basement stayed dry. So that project appears to be working and helping in that part of the city. So Waupun is being aggressive and trying to get out ahead of these water issues, because we want people to live in our city and like not have these things happening. Another thing that happened is the sanitary sewer would backed up in that storm. Really, it shouldn't, because stormwater shouldn't be getting into it. So Waupun Utilities has been doing a lot of investigating to see how the water is infiltrating the system. Yeah, you're going to have some leaks and things, but one of the things Mr. Brooks at the utilities told me is when basements take on water, even if it's a couple of inches in a bunch of basements, it's got to go down the drain, which goes to the sanitary sewer, and you add up all those houses, you're talking some real water. So there's a lot happening there, and the utilities recommends people get these valves that you put in the into the sanitary sewer in the basement, like a check valve. It lets water out but not in. And the utilities, they really think people should do that. So if people do have water in their basement problems, we've been recommending people purchase those.
Yeah. Back to the study quickly you mentioned here. Is that an outside firm that is conducting that, or in the city doing that?
MSA did it.
Okay.
And it's a really, like, they got the water elevations and all of the, like, it's really well done and well put together. That's going to be on the department or the Board of Public Works agenda for the August meeting, which is at 4:30 on, I think it's the 12th, the second Tuesday of the month. And I know the residents on Edgewood Drive plan to come down and just let They've got the pictures. We already know. I stood in her basement last year, and it's like a river. And the farm field, too, has told us it's not even their fault. Their field is tiled to get the water over to the street. Mm. But they're bringing in all this water from north and east of the city, so it's overwhelming everything.
And there's not much you can do to fix the landscape and how that flows. You can only come under stop gaps, essentially, to try to prevent those
flooding
issues. But
I do think like some sort of ponding in the countryside would help. Like if we know so one of the things on the south side of Waupun is again the tiling thing, but there was also a big rock quarry south and west of the city that got purchased and filled in. Well, that's one space water can't go. And one of the reasons the Harris Creek floods faster is because that rock quarry got filled in. It's private property. Like, it was their right to do it. But like this stuff affects the city too. Like the water's got to go somewhere.
That might be a question that is far too soon in this process to even have an answer for. But when it comes to putting in these ponds outside the city, is there land available to do this, or would it be using up farmland to build these ponds so there isn't this flooding?
And that's the issue.
Yeah.
So the farmers tile their fields. We don't want to gobble up farmland for ponds. But if we don't do it, then people in the city are going to flood. So that's the rub. The other thing that is annoying to me is like the DNR has all of these mandates because we're a city. So the DNR wants us to put in $7 million worth of stormwater ponds. And we don't have $7 million and we don't have enough land available. So like tonight we're purchasing land. Well, everyone reads the news, so they know that we have this mandate. So it's amazing how expensive the property gets when they know they've got you over a barrel. Yeah. And part of me as the mayor of Waupun would like to just go to the state and say, stick it in your ear. We don't have the money. We don't have the land. So how about you come up with a better solution, because we're out of them. Like, what are they going to do? Come arrest the mayor? Everyone at City Hall gets nervous, though, because they don't want to have a fight with the DNR.
Sure, yeah.
And I get it, because they're the big, bad DNR. But at some points, we're not the only city in this situation that doesn't have the land and doesn't have the money to put all the stormwater ponds that they're demanding. The other thing is what a lot of people, like almost everybody, no one sees. There's a lot of stormwater ponds in Waupun that are underground. Mm. So, for example, the new Quick Trip East or the hospital parking lot, the reason it's elevated, they put the stormwater pond underground. So the water from the hospital complex flows into that. It's just tubes. It's not like a pond, but it's where they hold the rainwater underground until the system can handle it. But I don't love the mandate on the city, obviously, but I do think they need to start treating the townships and the countryside the same on stormwater, because you know we're flooding the poor cities out.
Yeah, and I'm sure this is a topic that we'll talk about more on in the future with our guest here today, Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop. We have to head to commercial. More community comment is coming up next.
Vamos a la playa conmigo, Wally Lukashensky. When we head to Mexico, no Spanish speaking required. Memory-making travel and WBEV are teaming up for the Waves Beaches Escapes and Vibes Getaway the first week of February 2026. It will be a vacation filled with incredible memories and nonstop excitement with yours truly, as well as our very own Charlie Dern. We'll partake in the fun and keep those who sadly have to stay at home updated as well. The paradise you dream of is tucked away in an exclusive adults-only gated beachfront community just 35 minutes north of the Cancun airport at the beautiful Secrets Playa Mujeres Golf and Spa Resort. Imagine white sand beaches, spacious suites, 16 bars and dining venues, entertainment, and a world-class spa. Steps from a Greg Norman 18-hole golf course. Enjoy paradise. Head to dailydodge.com. Discover more regarding the accommodations and book with Holly at Memory Making Travel today. Don't delay. Limited rooms are available for the Waves Beaches Escape and Vibes Getaway.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Heat up your backyard with a new fire pit. Our fire pit bundle includes everything you need. Concrete landscape blocks, steel ring insert, pea gravel, and adhesive. All bundled together to make your project quick and easy. Visit us today in store or on Menards.com and save big on our full selection of fire pit projects and accessories today.
Save big money at Menards.
Silica for your home has some serious summer savings on now. It's time to save on clearance, blemish, out of the box. It all must go. Save big on laundry, cooking, refrigeration, and more from Whirlpool, GE, and Electrolux. Want some serious summer savings? See Silica for your home for washers, dryers, stoves, refrigerator, freezers, and more now through August 14th.
Hi, I'm Josh Schneider from Silica for your home. Our digital price tags make it convenient and guarantee the lowest price available.
Visit the good old days at the 56th Annual Dodge County Antique Power Show at Burnett Corners, August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Take in the sights of cockshut tractors, gas and steam engines, vintage emergency vehicles, and more. This year's special feature is the Cast Iron Seat Collectors Association. Support Friday night's truck pull event, Pulling for Chloe, with first hook at 6 p.m. And Saturday night, Dexter Road hits the stage. Food and beverage will be available for purchase all weekend long. Don't miss this special weekend, which also includes kids' activities, demonstrations, a flea market, small engines, and more. Enjoy a blast from the past at the Dodge County Antique Power Show, August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Club Grounds on County Road B in Burnett Corners. Visit dcapclub.org. That's dcapclub.org for more info.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to the last segment here of Community Comment for today's Community Comment, I should say, on 95.3 WBEV. And without further ado, here's Kevin Haugen.
Well, thank you very much, Jake, and welcome back into Community Comment. Our guest today, Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop. If you have a question for the mayor, it's your last opportunity on Community Comment, that is, to ask him a question. You can always head to that listening session today at 1 p.m. At the Community Center there in Waupun and ask your questions of the mayor there. But if you want to call in, that number, 920-885-4446, or you can text 920-887-9595. Mayor, this process here is you're not alone here in the city of Waupun, beginning the 2026 budget process. Mm-hmm. It really starts kicking off here, I want to say, in July, which is where we're at right now.
I feel like as mayor, I have two seasons, Christmas and budget season. It's like, we just got done with the budget. How can we be starting already?
Yeah, it really does. Honestly, some departments, as soon as the budget gets adopted, like finance, they are immediately turning around and thinking, you know, putting the processes in place to start the next year's budget process, because it is long, it is exhaustive, but it is a very important one for cities to do. And Waupun, what does this early state look like for the city in terms of getting this budget together and getting prepared for 2026?
So we are, as you said, it's the very early stages. Last Tuesday was my first meeting on the budget with the city administrator, Kathy Schlieve, and then Casey Langenfeld, our finance director, and Dan Sievers, our council president. And so we met about 2 hours going over the budget, and it's like at the very high level, this is some of the long-term stuff. So like tonight, the council will get an update on some of the capital improvements and the projects we're looking for. The long-term future of public safety, Waupun is a growing community, so we're going to have some of those growing pains where the fire department's getting bigger, demands and needs are changing. What does ambulance service look like? What does fire service look like? How does it work now that we are working on the consolidation plan with the surrounding townships, all of that. And then the police department too, like their budget's running a little hot, but you need to staff the police department. And one of the good things that the police department is under the leadership of Chief Jeremy Roush and the Deputy Chief Ted Sullivan, like morale is really high. Things are really good at the PD. We've got two detectives now. I just got an update this morning on two fairly significant arrests and people being sent to prison for a long time that the Waupun Police Department has taken care of. And on a side note, we had two high-speed chases go through town last week, which is very un-Waupun-like. Both people were apprehended, by the way. So that's where we're at. It's the very early preliminary stages, and then kind of get an idea from the council, like where they want to go. And then come August, as the mayor, I kind of have to sit down with Kathy and like with my, I want to kind of do this or do that. So like in the last two budget processes, you have to pick and choose what you're going to do because there's only so much money. So I said, well, I really want to save the two historic buildings the city owns downtown. We have a lot of business owners in downtown Waupun putting in a lot of money to fix up those buildings, and you're seeing it with how vibrant our downtown is. So the Waupun City Hall and the old Carnegie Library, which is where we've housed the Waupun Historical Society, the tuck pointing, the roof, some of the window work at the Waupun, the Carnegie Library for the Historical Society, it's been a lot, and it's taken to about 2.5 years to do it all. But now it should be good for another 75 years and hopefully maybe 100. So things like that, we have to pick and choose. And that's kind of, I'll start to lay out my, what I want to do. And I think what it is, I kind of want to invest a little in the Heritage Park and fix that one up a little bit. And then we'll see what the council too and what their objectives are. And then again, the thing that just hangs out there that we just, it's the long-term police fire, same building, separate them, long-term of the fire department. As the city grows, you have less volunteers. It's just the way things are now. Yeah. So those are the more challenging things we deal with. Can I tell a really small story?
Go ahead.
So we have a street in Waupun called Hawthorne Street, and it's one of those streets in a growing city. There's part of Hawthorne over here, and then there's a gap, and there's part of Hawthorne over here. And on the west part, the street signs are spelled different than on the east part. So I believe it's supposed to be Hawthorne with an E, but on the west side, they left the E off. Well, residents noticed, and this summer they took some pictures and asked me if they could get an E. Mm-hmm. Well, each one of those green signs is like $85, so the public works crew went out and they painted E's on them. All right? So, okay, that's a cute little story. Yeah. But then I'm in this budget hearing talking about the stuff with, like I just said to you, and we'll have a two-hour meeting tonight discussing where the money goes and how to finance it and our debt to ratio and all of that, right? So when I go to the schools and the kids are like, what's the most surprising part about being the mayor? My answer has always been the stuff that the community talks to me and cares about versus the stuff I have to do and lose sleep over are two completely different things.
Yeah.
If I have a town hall listening session on the budget, I'll have 60 people sound asleep. But if we bring up something like feeding squirrels on Beverly Court, we'll have an interactive conversation.
Yeah.
Not that those aren't important things, and it's a real deal. There's someone on Beverly Court feeding squirrels 100 pounds of nuts a week, and the squirrels are taking over, and the other neighbors like they're ready to bring in eagles or something. So I'm like, well, we can add that to the ordinance.
Uh-huh.
But my point of telling the story isn't to make fun of the squirrel issue. It's like it's really interesting when you're the mayor, like your constituents and the public care about things that are so different than like the big picture long-term stuff that stresses you out.
Yeah, it's very fascinating to again see where the public interests lie versus where those who sit in the seats at the city hall where their focuses are. Sometimes they don't always align, but that's why you have meetings, so listening sessions, to find the common grounds there.
Well, and more now our meetings are all streamed and stuff with modern technology. And one thing I've noticed is we've had a few meetings in the past year where sometimes a heated debate comes out. One was in closed session, so no one saw it. And people were like a little taken aback by it. And I'm like, well, actually, this is a good thing. One of them involved me. But like, so I had a heated debate with the city council. As soon as the meeting was over, we shook hands. Yep. We're still friends. But that's why you elect people. If we all agreed, it'd be boring. And then maybe the wrong decision would be made. It's good to have interaction. It's good to have people that don't agree on everything. And at the end, hopefully when we get to the end, like since I've been the mayor, every one of the budgets has passed unanimously, which means people are voting for stuff they like and they're voting for stuff they don't like. But you got to come together and get it done. And I think our council is really good at that. And at the end of the day, even if an alderman is yelling at another alderman, which has happened, they might be hacked off that night, but you get over it and you gotta, and that's actually good advice for anyone who wants to go into government and politics. You've got to care and have passion, but you've also got to understand you can't take it always personally.
Yeah, differences of opinions arise, and it's finding a way to work through that and finding some sort of common ground. That's where good politicians separate themselves, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it sounds like that's what's happening there at the city of Waupun.
Yeah, and I'm half Irish, so I'm more in that passionate camp sometimes. And I always joke I'd have been a great baseball manager because I could come out and tell the umpire off, get thrown out of the game, and be his friend the next day. But in politics, some of the politicians I've always looked up to and admired, like Tommy Thompson is one of them. He'd get fired up and give a heck of a speech and sometimes get himself in trouble. But no one questioned how much he loved Wisconsin. At the end of the day, he was willing to work across the aisle and get stuff done.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I try to model myself as the mayor. No one questions how much I love Waupun. Actually, people make fun of me for how much I love Waupun. But like what I'm fighting for and doing, one of the nicest compliments I've ever gotten was from a person, and he came up to me at one of my sessions. He goes, I don't always agree with you, but I give you the benefit of the doubt because I can see your passion and how much you care for the city. And honestly, you can't ask for a nicer compliment.
Oh, yeah. And quickly back to the budget adoption, usually slated for around the
November.
November is where that takes place. So Got a couple of months, but those couple of months work real fast, and before we know it, we're already here, and budgets are being finalized. But we are just about out of time today here with our guest on Community Comment, Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop. Mayor, thank you so much for coming on Community Comment today.
Thanks for having me, and I'll see if I can get the sheriff to give me the fourth Tuesdays of the month.
So it could be developments in terms of our schedule here.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. But again, I want to thank Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop, and that will do it for today's Community Comment.